going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
8:31 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this fantastic feel good Friday. Ed, as we go into this day 2 and 3 of this NFL draft, what do you want to see the Ravens do right now? You may have a name of a player or two, positions. What do you want to see them do?
I'd still like to see them pick up offensive line and an edge rusher. You know, now the the names are kind of irrelevant because the names I knew, most of them are gone. I mean, Amunwari's still there, but we picked up a safety. I don't know about the kid out of Marshall anymore. I think he has been blacked out by the Ravens. So, and look, some of the linemen were picked up already. The Chiefs picked up one that was slated for the Ravens from Ohio State. So I just want to see them, bolster the offensive line, fill that left guard position somewhere, and get a real. Because they can find an edge rusher, in the rest of this draft. They're out there. I'm sure, I have a lot of confidence in them. I'm sure they can. So that's what I like to see them do.
Jeremy Kahn.
Yeah, I'm going to be boring. Keep taking the best player available, man. Like, they have 11 picks, and they know who they covet. I hate being like this, but it's the Ravens, and they're the most boring team to cover when it comes to the NFL draft. Because
I said that yesterday. I agree with you.
They're so good at it. It's like, why am I going to question anything that they're doing here with how they have their board set up? And then on top of it, Rob, they've been a team that always appears to take best player available. If two players are closely graded and one's more of a need, they're obviously going to take that guy. But the thing I'm curious about over the next couple of days, do they take a kicker? Do we see them pick up one undrafted? And then on top of it, they're going to get an offensive lineman. I just don't know what round it is. They're probably going to get a couple, by the way.
Well, absolutely. Ravens don't really too often go that high with offensive linemen. I'm not saying they never do, Ronnie Stanley, of course.
Stanley was in the 6,
But they don't typically, if you look across their offensive line, those are guys they find in day 2 and things like that. So I'm not surprised by that.
Well, their offensive line now, if they had picked up a guy in the first, because we're still looking at left guard, but you mentioned Stanley, you got Rosengarten, who was a second round pick.
Linderbaum
was a first, and then it's like figuring out the rest of it. So, but there are a lot of teams. I used to bring this up all the time, Rob, with the Patriots. They had Matt Light, who was a first round pick, and the rest of their offensive linemen were 6th and 7th round picks and guys that were undrafted. So you can find those bodies to fit your need and have guys come in and play right away.
I think more so at that position, Jeremy, than any other position.
Absolutely.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet, right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let's go to Baltimore and get Cole. What's up, Cole?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Happy
Good.
Friday.
Same to you.
I'm a big fan of the pick last night. I, you know, this whole offseason, I like us letting Brandon Stevens go. And, you know, I like the pick last night. But where does Ardarius fit into the situation? Because I know we've re-signed him. And I guess that's my question. And Jeremy, always appreciate you for the Daily Line.
Appreciate. I wish I did better yesterday. I got my teeth kicked in. So
where does he fit in? Sometimes you need six DBs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going dime or nickel, there's a lot of different things you can do there with Ardarius.
He fits in perfectly. I mean, you sometimes you need six of those guys out there.
And like we've already talked about the monster. I mean, you mentioned the position, the monster back for Kyle Hamilton. Like there are times where he's going to come in and you're going to have him as a linebacker and have Ardarius back at a safety and different things you can do. That's why schematically the drafting of Starks gives them so many options when you have a player of that caliber, because that's what they paid. They thought Marcus Williams was going to be that guy when they paid him, and he was anything but that guy. And then they bring in Eddie Jackson's old ass and should have brought in Freddie Jackson for all we know.
Tito Jackson.
Which, any one of them.
I love the way, like, it. I think sometimes we as fans, I don't want to throw anybody, I'm not, you know, we as fans forget. Just like in baseball, it's a different game, man.
I mean, it is.
You know what I mean? That question alone, where does Ardarius fit in? On the field. I mean, all of them. The way these guys throw right now, I bet you if teams could have four pass rushers, one middle linebacker, and six DBs and get away with that, they would.
You mean the Chargers?
I mean, just like four legit guys that can, two interior defensive linemen, two edge rushers and a middle linebacker. I bet if they could do that, they'd do it.
I don't think people realize how the game has evolved in the last decade or two. And it really has. And this is the point you're bringing up, but it is. It's a real thing, because I'm not even making fun of the guys who say this on the air. But I think they're still stuck in a 4-3 defense where you got four down linemen, a middle linebacker, two outside cornerbacks, and two safeties. And that's the way it's drawn up on the board, and that's how it's in their head. The game doesn't look like that anymore. It just doesn't. Your defensive ends stand up. They don't hand in the dirt. I mean, if that's your best pass rusher, it's a very different game.
If you line up like that today's NFL, Jeremy, you will get destroyed.
Yeah, but to be fair to the other guys, I mean, there are other guys that they paid to play. I mean, it's not akin to benching a guy that got three hits the night before for a guy that has one hit on the season, kind of ish. Like. Sorry, that was me throwing some shade the Orioles.
Hold up, and you're right about that, but that's why there's so many different packages.
Yeah.
And I'm you're right, because they wouldn't line up that like that all the time, because now offensive coordinators are so smart, you've got to change the coverage, change package, change looks, change schemes. And the better defense, I think that's why the Ravens get so many sacks without a premier pass rusher. They're brilliant at changing the scheme and disguising
the coverage. Good offenses pick up the tempo. There's not a lot of defense to change.
It's so like the same thing I'm talking about, like a baseball lineup with the way that the defense is, and you're talking about switching things up. Like Kyle Hamilton gives you the opportunity to have such flexibility that you can put whatever lineup you want. Like a lot of baseball teams are like, I want to get my best nine hitters out there, even if I have to give up a little something in left field or at first base where the guy's not very good there. They do it all the time. And with this, you can put your 11 best guys out there on any given, you know, any given time that you want to with the packages that you have.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Jeremy, what would you like? You say you like to see him just go best player available.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm not – I know we're on a radio show, and if you want me to throw out names, I'll throw out names. But again, like, for me to throw out somebody when they're picking, and who knows if they make any moves today. I'm expecting them to make some middle round moves, and that's the jostling of moving back, picking up picks next year when they have guys on their board. But ultimately, I mean, you guys name the positions they need, but I don't know that drafting a pass rusher in the third round all of a sudden means that you got a good pass rusher at this point.
I'd rather not draft a pass rusher in the third round.
He might be a project, but like it is their, in my opinion, it's their biggest need outside of left guard right now.
I'm not really that much up to date with the free agency board. I got to be honest with you. Is there one out there?
Well, the Ravens are. So the Ravens, I just saw this from McFarland yesterday, and I retweeted it. They're roughly $11 million under the cap, and about 3 point something is going to go to the draft picks. So they still have moves if there's the, you know, we talk, the Dented Can theory, the street free agents that don't affect your compensatory picks. The Ravens usually pick up two or three of those guys after those June 1st cuts.
Let's go to the phone lines. Yeah,
we got
Let's
guys like Khalil Mack and Hassan Reddick.
Khalil is out there?
Yeah.
I don't mind that. Yeah. Hey, let's make it Friday, Ed. Let's get Antonio. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Morning.
How you guys doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Good. TGIF and PYT.
There you go, buddy. It's Friday now.
Will Malachi Starks, the Ravens' top pick, have an immediate impact on the defense, and you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You have a wonderful weekend too, my man. I think he's going to have an immediate impact on the defense.
Yeah.
I do. Immediate. I think he comes in. He's one of those guys that's not only going to get his stats, I think his presence allows others to get theirs. I think his presence allows for Kyle Hamilton to be 100% Kyle Hamilton. That's what I'm looking forward more to that than I am to see what he's going to do himself, to be honest with you. I think he's going to be sensational.
Mm-hmm. I do, too. I think, especially in that position, I think you step right in. You got a great defensive scheme. You got a great defense now. You're playing next to one of the best safeties in football, behind one of the best linebackers, if not the best inside linebacker in the game. I mean, they have a lot of leadership on defense. He's going to be fine.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.